Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
K94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:12. Our lips are not sealed. As you heard at the top of the hour, it's time to flap our tongue. So here we are.
Sounds good.
Monday morning. How was your weekend?
It was lovely.
Yes, you celebrated a wedding anniversary. That's
yes,
nice.
Yes, indeed. 12 beautiful years with Keith O'Rama.
Oops, I said 13. Oops.
That's okay.
Why did I give you an extra one there? All right, well, you will have one.
I mean, we've been together longer, but the officialness of that piece of paper in wedding bands is 12 years.
Well, that's good. You had a good weekend then?
Yes, very good weekend. Some family time, some outdoor time, some playing with the puppies time, playing with the nephews.
There you go.
Got some ice cream.
Oh,
good stuff.
Sounds good. I, on the other hand, you know I was married once, right? I told you that?
Oh, you were.
I think mentioned it to you. Did I? Did I mention it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I recall that once. May or may not.
Well, this weekend I was moving stuff from one storage area to another. Things that have
been
there.
Oh, that's why you're sore.
Things that have been there for 5 years unidentified.
Okay.
Now they had to be moved in 95 degree heat. It was lots of fun.
That does not sound fun.
No, it was not fun at all. But, you know, things like this, tell me a couple of things. One thing is divorce is never final. No, I didn't mean to say that. One thing is I'm getting older, and you know, my mind is not old, Laura, but my body is. So my mind says, you know what, I'm going to tackle this job today. I got the real Laura attitude, like feeding the horses with blocks of hay, right? I'm like, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
I was dying last night. I was like, what happened to my body? Oh, you worked
it. You have to start to pick things up and put them down again.
That's a great way to put it.
Get yourself some free weights.
My goodness. It was just large Tupperware containers of all my daughter's personal stuff that they didn't take with them.
Okay.
One would weigh like 2 pounds, and you'd be like, well, I really shouldn't look in here, but what the hell? I'm the person that has to move them. So I popped the lid open, and oh, there's all little, like, sweaters or something. Oh, that's not too bad. And then the other one, like 150 pounds. I'm like, what is in this? Pop it open, trophies and all kinds of stuff, plaques, and I'm like, what? So anyway... So, yeah, I definitely need to start picking things up and putting them down on a regular basis.
I'm going to start spamming you with the 85-year-old bodybuilder. She is fabulous. She's on Instagram.
Okay.
And she's like, age is just a number, baby.
Yeah.
You got to work hard to look good, and I'm not done looking good.
Well, see, I like that. I should pick that up because because my mind is like, I could do this. I didn't have any help. I'm like, I'm going to do this. I rented a neighbor's trailer and I hopped in the Jeep with a trailer and I just moved all this stuff from point A to point B. And by the time I was unloading it in point B, I was like, oh, I'm getting a little tired. And then last night at about 7 o'clock, it all just crashed. I was like, I can't move a single muscle.
Okay, so you probably need to hydrate today a lot.
Yes.
And then do some stretching.
Stretching? You've seen me. Well, we tried to stretch on Try It Tuesday 3 years ago. You've seen me.
Maybe we should try to stretch tomorrow again for Try It Tuesday. I feel like you need it.
Someone, and perhaps it was you, who did this to me over the weekend, sent me a cartoon on my phone that it was two women, and they could be guys. They could be guys my age talking. And the one says, have you tried yoga? It's great stretching, and it's very relaxing. The other dude says, I find vodka does the same thing.
Por que no las dos? Do both at the same time.
All in all, it's Monday morning, and here we are. Yeah, the lips are moving this morning. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark is back. Yay.
I hope you had a good vacation.
I hope so. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him. He's well, I almost said running up and down the hall, but he doesn't run. He kind of glides. I don't
know. He hustles.
Well, yeah, definitely hustling, but I don't know. The way he moves, it's kind of like almost just he's here and then he isn't. It's like, where'd that slippery little news
guy
go?
Where did he go?
Yeah, where does he go? So we'll have to ask him about his vacation. I'm sure he was out in the woods doing something. But anyway, I haven't even gotten the chance to talk to Rob, the Sports Center. His Phillies are 1-2. My Red Sox are 1-2.
Yeah.
My brother has been texting me all weekend saying, hey, look who's in first place in the AL East. Oh, please. It's 3 games in. I know this season's going to be a 60-game sprint instead of 162 marathon. But, I mean, really, the Orioles took 2 out of 3 off the Red Sox over the weekend. My brother back home is an O's fan. He's like, hey, look who's in first. Shut up.
I mean,
come on, guys.
I'm glad baseball's back and all. But
so am I. Did you watch any? I find myself watching now just to see the CGI and to see the cardboard stand-ups. I'm telling you, you're missing out. You're missing out on
zero
something.
Interest,
Laura, you're no, missing out on something. What was the one team, instead of having cardboard cutouts of fans behind home plate, they had all dog heads. I thought of you right away. I was like, oh my God,
that's actually hilarious.
I said, look at the fans in the background. They're not fans. No kidding.
This year, I'm very happy for sports fans that certain sports are coming back. Yeah. But you know what kind of baseball fan I am.
I know the kind
that goes to a game. Like, I love to go to the ballpark. That's that. Uh-huh. If I can't do that, I don't care.
But you're also one of the most creative people I know, so you got to just watch for the creativity here. It's pretty funny. Cardboard cutouts of dogs in the bleachers? It was hilarious.
Okay, well, I'll either have to find it online or come to your house because I don't have TV.
And then on a softer note, a touching note, the Philadelphia Phillies cardboard fans behind home plate over the weekend were all Philadelphia first line workers. There were pictures
of awesome.
Doctors and nurses.
Cool.
And so that was pretty cool. And then the audio, if you listen for the audio, it's hilarious. Somebody gets a hit and then you hear, it doesn't even sound like people cheering. It sounds like somebody hyperventilating. But I like it, right? And then if there's a bad call or something, you hear this boo. Like somebody, like three guys got around a microphone in a recording studio. And said,
oh, it's like old-time radio.
Yes.
With the sound effects guy.
Yeah, it's like Orson Welles all over again. I love it. And then I read this morning that if you listen carefully to the Oakland Athletics games, the hot dog vendor who's yelling out hot dogs is actually Tom Hanks.
Hot dog! Colossal hot dog! Hot dog, kid! Colossal hot dog!
That's fantastic.
That is hilarious. I guess they basically took his hot chocolate bit from the Polar Express and turned it into a hot dog vendor. I think it's
fantastic.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. First thing Monday morning, it's National Scotch Day today, Laura. Just in case Friday National Tequila Day wasn't enough, today is National Scotch Day.
I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Your husband is Will Ferrell?
Down and do my best.
I didn't know that.
Apparently.
I just like
down
that.
It goes now. Down into my belly. I love scotch. Scotchity scotch, scotch.
Scotchity scotch. Not to be related with National Scotch Day, it's Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Makes sense.
Just a reminder that July 27th is Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Uh-huh.
This is a day we celebrate their unique sound.
Yes.
Bagpipes date back to the 13th century.
Yes, they do. Very good.
These instruments have been mostly associated with Scottish Highlands. Now, would you shut that down?
Hey, calm down, buddy. Calm down.
Thank you. And happy Bagpipe Appreciation Day.
Hey, I like the bagpipes. I'm that one guy. I'm sorry. That guy's
offensive.
Oh, no,
I'm that one girl. It's cool.
We have a bagpipe player at every single wedding in my family. I mean,
that's fantastic.
He does a little something at the church. Then he shows up at the reception, has way too much scotch. And then he plays, like, between DJ songs at the reception. So, yeah.
Just a little ditty.
Yeah, just a little ditty. He plays the bagpipes and says...
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down into my belly.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. First thing Monday morning. News on the way next. Mark's got it. Rob the Sports Center with baseball. And Steve has got another hot day on the way. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I don't go to Walmart because it's full of creepy people.
There's a whole website dedicated to the people of Walmart. So,
and I did not create that website, but I've been saying this for years. If I definitely, absolutely need to go to Walmart, I use the back door by the garden department, and I run in, I buy my stuff, and I run the hell out of there as quick as I can because it's full of weirdos. I think if you are a strange person, you've got this connection to Walmart. Two big stories over the weekend. In South Carolina, a man was arrested on two felony charges for running through the Walmart and coughing all over the merchandise.
Oh, geez, Louise.
He had no mask on. He just ran through the Walmart coughing all over the merchandise. Meanwhile, there was a couple in Minnesota who were wearing masks. Oh, God bless you. But they were Nazi swastika masks.
You're sick. Yeah.
Great.
You're sick.
So the cashier, like, went off on
him. You can't be American and wear that mask.
You can't be American and wear that mask. And they were like, they went on to rant about how making us wear masks is turning America into Nazi Germany. Those people were escorted.
I'm going to go with no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no. Those two, that couple, were escorted out of Walmart and banned from all area Walmarts in Minnesota. What is, Laura, what's going on with the world? I mean, come on.
I'm telling you, it.
It's getting weirder.
It's a little bit on fire. It's a little bit on fire.
It is. Somebody grab an extinguisher quick. All the weirdos are coming out, and I fear that some people that maybe were normal or slightly close to normal a few months ago are now weirdos. Like, is that true? Is the weirdo population growing? I don't know.
Yeah, it's because of quarantine. Like, people's brains got a little like, mushy, messed up.
Mushy.
And it's going to take some social interaction to kick us back into normal. But it's difficult to socially interact because of the mask whole thing. It's 2020. I'm ready to put up the Christmas tree and be done with the year right now. Let's just call it a year.
Hey, that's not a bad idea. Let's just put up the Christmas tree and
call it a year.
What did
just
I
put
say?
Put up the tree. Call it a year. Or put out the menorah. Call it a year.
Just call it a year.
Get the
right?
Festivus poll. Just call it a year. I'm over 2020.
I'll tell you what. I'm with you. But please, people, try to act normal. And if you're not normal, you go ahead to Walmart and let us normal people stay behind, all right? Thank you.
Is this how it's supposed to be?
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning at 7-Eleven. Over the weekend, we said goodbye to Regis Philbin, who passed away at the age of 88.
Oh, just a few days shy of his 89th birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, I was reading that, and that's sad. When you think of Regis, you think of so much, but Kathy Lee Gifford is one. And she posted on Instagram, quote, "There are no words to fully express the love I have for my precious friend Regis. There will never be anyone like him.
Aww.
There will never be anyone like Regis." That's, you know, you think about it. I mean, he was a quirky fella, but he was so good at what he did, you know?
He really was. He was sort of the consummate daytime television showman.
That's a great way to put it. Yep.
I would not like you to meet Regis Philbin.
Coming up next on the premiere edition of Live with Regis and Kathy Lee.
Here are Regis Philbin and Kelly Ripa.
1, 2, 3. I'm out of control.
And then the third daughter broke her leg. I mean, it never ends in your place.
What? No. Just what the hell is that?
Daughter Grace just got her big break. Well, I was close.
Welcome to America's Got Talent.
Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In?
Richard Nixon, that's my final answer.
He's won $1 million.
I have no regrets. I received an opportunity to do something that I always wanted to do.
Thank you very much for these great years together. God bless you all, and I hope I see you again real soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Regis! I just found out over the weekend also that he was the original announcer for the Mike Douglas show back in the 60s.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Who knew?
Like, he was like the Ed McMahon of Mike Douglas, like Ed McMahon was for Johnny Carson. So I didn't know that, but he broke the Guinness Book of World Records for the most hours broadcasting in television, which is pretty wild. And if you remember the way David Letterman used to pick on him all the time, I'm a huge Letterman fan. Mm-hmm. Letterman did it out of love and said that he was just a lot of fun to pick on. Regis would make surprise visits on the Letterman show and walk through the audience passing out hard-boiled eggs or something. It was always something really silly, but I don't know. Letterman had this strange relationship with Reg as well.
The bigger they are, as in your case, the easier it is to make fun of, because I couldn't put a wrinkle in your suit. I couldn't. Regis Philbin, myself, Jay Leno, Pat Sajak, does he have a show?
No.
All of this put together could not carry your toupee.
So there you go.
Wow.
That was back when Letterman was on, Regis and Kelly, I guess, the latter years. Regis Philbin, gone at age 88. He'll be missed. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. Mark's back from vacation. Rob, the Sports Center has the baseball and another hot, sticky day, AccuWeatherwise. Cue the scary music, and let's see if I could scare all of central Pennsylvania. Cue the scary music. Baboons!
What about baboons?
At a safari park, carrying weapons! Da, da, da. All right, stop that. I read this, and it just seems like something that Chad wants to talk about later today. Because, you know, he's still fascinated with these sharks that have feet and they can walk on the sand. Nobody's ever seen them. But anyway, this sounds like a Chad Evans kind of story. Baboons at a safari park in England have been spotted with weapons, including screwdrivers, knives, and a chainsaw.
Whoa.
Now, it's not clear if the baboons stole them out of people's cars as they were driving through the safari park, or if tourists left them behind as a joke. Where's the joke there, Laura?
I was going to say, that's not very funny.
No, a baboon walking also around with a weapon? No, it's not funny.
Well, but like the baboons could injure themselves. I'm concerned for their safety and well-being.
Right. It's not like, I know what you're thinking, people. It's not like the baboons are turning on the humans. Cue the Planet of the Apes.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Oh, boy.
Because you can never have too much Charlton Heston in the morning.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty
That's
ape.
That's true. And Movie Mike would agree.
Let the good Monday times roll. How's that? And Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX, on the way to work. If you work on location, or maybe you're working from home still today. That's where Laura is. I'm here in the studio in Sunbury. And Laura, it's been since October since we got new emojis on our phones.
Yes,
and,
very true.
Some of us still don't know what are the new ones and what are the popular and what aren't the popular emojis. But we do have a top five. The number one top used emoji is the white heart. What does that even mean?
Oh,
like I surrender?
Well, the different colored hearts mean different things.
Okay, well, when someone sends me one, I have no idea. If it's not red, I have no idea what they're trying to tell me. I'm an
old
guy.
Well, like red is for love, obviously.
Yeah.
But yellow is for friendship. It kind of goes along with colors of flowers, right?
Oh, really? Okay, so if the white heart is the number one used emoji currently. What does that mean? Like white, like the surrender flag, or white means pure, or what? White? Pure love? I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't get that far on the list.
All right. Well,
I know that the black one means like sort of like your emo, like dark emotions kind of swirling around on in there.
Oh.
Like or sadness.
Okay.
Green is for nature or St. Patrick's Day.
I go with St. Patrick's Day. All right. The White Heart is number one. The Yawning Face is number two. When would you use that? Like your boss texts you, I've got the new stats on the sales figures. You send him a yawning face? You get fired, would you?
You could be like, oh, I was just joking.
All right. Number three is the brown heart. What does that mean? You have diarrhea or what?
No, it's just a heart.
But it's brown. What would... I don't know. See, I'm old. I don't know what
you have to scroll
means.
All the way to the end of your emoji list. It's like just before the flags.
Okay.
To get to these colored hearts, just so you know.
are you suggesting I start using them? Is that what you... Tom, scroll. Scroll to the end, Tom.
Just scroll. Or you can like have them auto-populate by spelling it out, white heart, and it'll pop up.
Oh, okay.
It means pure love, by the way. Like untarnished love.
A brown heart?
No, the white heart.
Oh, does it really? Well, thank you for looking that up. Untarnished love.
The brown heart apparently is like chocolate, so it's sweet love, like a sweetheart.
Oh, like okay, chocolate. Okay, brown heart. All right. The number four most popular emoji is the otter. I've never used that.
They're so cute.
You just sent me one a few minutes ago when we were chatting about talking about this. I didn't even know what it was. I had to, adjust my glasses. Oh, yeah, it's a little otter.
He's floating and he's smiling at you.
Okay.
Did you know that otters hold hands while they sleep floating in the water so that they don't drift away from each other?
See, I didn't know that. So thank
Isn't
you.
Isn't that adorable?
It is adorable, actually. And the number five most popular emoji is that hand, those two fingers on the hand, making a pinching gesture. How is it? Okay.
I mean,
is that what that is?
Cool.
All right. Yeah. I thought it was like something to do with a fatty or something. You
know? No.
Okay. That's a pinching gesture. Don't know, again, don't know where you'd use that emoji, but... be careful with it. All right. The least used are the Indian sorry, which you just sent me one. I don't know why you'd use like a piece of clothing as an whatever.
It's because you're white. That's why you're not using it.
I guess.
No, for real.
All right.
Like, I'm pretty sure that those who are Indian utilize the sorry emoji.
A lot, you think? Because they're the least used.
Yeah, we're talking about clothing.
Okay, it says the least used. Okay, the brown square, which I actually just typed up brown square and I got one. Like, what does that mean? I don't know. Again, a trip to the bathroom? I don't know. Whatever.
No, we have the poop emoji for that.
Yeah, that's my favorite emoji, by the way.
I know.
A razor? And you sent me one of those? Like, a razor to shave... your face with, or your legs. Or that's one of the least. A yo-yo. I didn't even know what that one was when you sent it to me. I go, what the heck is it? Oh, I see the string. It's a green yo-yo. Okay. And not to be confused with the Indian sorry, the Hindu temple.
I like it. I think it looks neat.
Which you sent to me, and it looks like St. Stan's in Shimokan. But I don't know. But... anyway, so there you have it, the most popular and the least popular emojis. But here on the morning show, the poop emoji is used a lot between Tom and Laura. Because,
indeed it is.
Because you know what we say, Laura?
Poop is funny.
Somebody should. Oh, boy. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. In today's day and age, Laura, of things getting postponed and then postponed again and then canceled... and festivals canceled, concerts, everything, parades. I'm happy to announce the Texas Testicle Festival is still on for Saturday.
I knew that you were going to go here. And who knew that it was a thing?
Who knew?
I had to look up what the Texas Testicle Festival was.
You said that
and
very
who
well.
Knew that there were... Texas Testicle Festival?
Yeah,
yes.
Very good.
Thank you. I'll say that three times fast. At least we're using the appropriate word.
Yes.
And here's the thing. Who knew there were so many ways to eat Rocky Mountain oysters?
First of all, the expression Rocky Mountain oysters is almost as bad as just using other slang words for the word testicle. Rocky Mountain oysters.
I mean, here's the thing. The event typically serves up fried turkey, lamb, veal, crawfish, lobster. So there's lots of different things at this event. But the shining star, if you will, is testes.
Testes.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And the rare chance for Laura to say the word testes on the radio. And
I'm so excited to be doing so this morning, bright and early on a Monday.
And it happens this weekend. If anyone in this country, let alone Central PA, feels like traveling to Texas during a pandemic, don't think.
No. We're not allowed.
Yeah.
We're not allowed.
Thank
Isn't
goodness
that on the list of the 14-day quarantine?
Yes, it is. So, but it is a chance for us to use Dwight and Michael from The Office.
Oh, those do not taste like oysters.
That's because they're not oysters. They're bull testicles. Oh. I cut them off fresh this morning.
There it is. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura, what is happening to July? It's winding down. I mean, it's...
Oh, that's a shame. What a fun contest we have had, Tom.
That's right. The Welcome Back gift card blast with all mom and pop businesses right here in Central PA. We've been giving them out like every day for the entire month. And this week, it's about it. Today, WNL Subaru, the Long family, has been around for a long time. See what I did there? And
I see exactly what you did there.
We know them as WNL Subaru, but they recently took over the local Nissan dealership. So now you have WNL Subaru in Northumberland and WNL Nissan on the strip, Sealands Grove. And they've got a $75 gift card to give away today when you hear the bell. So it's kind of cool.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, what was the guy's name that was the W? He didn't last long. It was kind of like a Cher marriage. It was like,
okay.
Was it Wagner?
Jeez Louise.
I know all this trivia because the Long family, I'm pretty tight with them. They started as a little sports car dealership, and it was called like Wagner? Wagner and Long Sports Cars or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then Wagner left, and the Long family took over, and they just didn't want to be L Sports Cars. And it had to be too much like El Rancho. But anyway, and then they got this new affiliateship called Subaru, and the rest is history. So they've been around a long time. So thanks to all the mom and pop shops that have stuck this out, Laura. It's been hard.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's been so difficult for small businesses, not only in our area, but across the country. So anything we can do to support and help them.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to give away a gift card, and we hope that you not only use the gift card, but you go back again and again and again and again. How's that?
Sounds good.
Listen for the Washaleski bell sometime after 4 o'clock.
That's right, that welcome bell.
We only call it that on the morning show.
It's true.
Yeah. People remember the old days where when you opened the door, the little bell was inside the door, and the door hit it, and it went ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding, you know, that kind of thing. Listen for that bell after 4 o'clock with Mark Stevens for your chance to win. Is it okay that I called it a Washaleski bell?
It's absolutely fine with me, and my pop-up may rest in peace.
94KX, feeling good on a Monday. Chad Evans in the house. He's excited, like I was earlier this morning, Laura, about baseball. It's like so different.
Yes.
It's so different to watch. It's so different to listen to, even if your team's not winning. And neither one of ours is winning. Anyway.
You and Chad have that in common. You both love baseball. You support different teams. Yep. But I was feeling for you when there were no sports and there wasn't any baseball in the spring. But now that there is, just own it. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Notice the spring in our step. Right, Chad?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Yeah. We have a little spring in our step now. Baseball. Baseball, Ray. Oh, they will come, Ray. They will most definitely come. Oh, wait, no, you can't. You can't get in the stadium. Never mind.
If you build it, they will come.
There it is. Hey, we like to wrap up the show every day with a thought for the day. What do you got for us?
Today, I want everybody to go out there and try and make someone's day.
Oh, someone else's day. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, start your week off with an act of kindness. So, my quote today, it's from an unknown somebody. Who knows?
Okay.
If you have the chance to make people happy, just do it. Sometimes people are struggling silently. Maybe your act of kindness can make their day.
Sounds good to me on a Monday.
Right? Kick off the week with a positive.
There you go. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.